Art, a lot of people expected great things out of Keith Price, but we haven't seen it. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of factors contributing to this, chief among them, Price himself, but I think the injuries and the missing players from Washington's team a year ago is really the big deal here. They've had a tremendous loss of talent in the offensive line. Injuries and graduations have left nothing but freshmen and sophomores to try to protect Price. And they've also had some missing players from on the wide receiver end of it. They've not only lost a couple of their best players to graduation, two more returnees have been out with injuries, James Johnson and Kevin Smith. And then I suppose the biggest void is in the backfield, where Chris Polk was one of the great running backs in the history of the University of Washington. He left after his junior year to go to the NFL, and his successor, Bishop Sankey, is doing pretty well, but he's not Chris Polk. And the upshot is they're missing so many parts that Keith tries to do too much.
And that kind of leads to even more problems, it seems.
Right. It's Price's personality to want to be the ultimate teammate, the answer to everybody's problems. And he gets this superhero mentality, I guess, because he's overdoing things. He's trying to make too many plays. The classic one was last week against USC when he was running the ball inside the USC 5-yard line and had it unsecured, had the ball stripped, and was recovered by USC, ending Washington's best chance to score. And it was just really him doing way too much for what he needed to do. And statistically, there's just this glaring metric. Last year, Keith Price set the all-time school record for touchdowns in a single season with 33. And at this point a year ago, he had 21 of those. This year, he has 7.
Wow.
So that's really a lot of diminished production from the quarterback spot. It's not all due to him, but a lot of things have impeded this and left Washington at 3-3.
Well, WSU seems to be in a similar fix with its quarterback situation.
Yes. Keith Price is the 11th rated quarterback in the Pac-12, and Connor Halliday of WSU is a 12th rated. So they really have a struggle in Pullman trying to determine who's going to lead that team, either Halliday or senior Jeff Toole. Mike Leach, the new head coach, has waffled and gone back and forth between the guys, and it's really unsettled their offense. It's remarkable to see that the Cougars, who normally are very offensive-oriented, we expected a great passing spectacle from Leach, has had to rely on its defense, which is not that good, but it's better than the offense right now. So both Huskies and Cougars, who normally produce quality quarterbacks, have got nothing going in the Pac-12 this year.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.